I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout.
Today is Monday, May 20th. We're talking about the first Republican lawmaker to say this one thing and what a famous self-help guru is now accused of. Plus, a billionaire surprises hundreds of students, Spotify's new plan for your car, and Grumpy Cat remembered. Welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. More violent weather will hit parts of the U.S. today. We're talking about tornadoes, extremely large hail, and destructive winds. AccuWeather says this is going to hit the southern plains the hardest, including flash flooding in areas like Texas and Oklahoma. And this is the second round of severe weather now. Over the weekend already, about 40 tornadoes touched down in the plains. USA Today says the storms knocked out the power to 60,000 homes and 1,500 flights were delayed. And it's still not over. Forecasters say these storms are going to keep heading east. President Trump sent Iran a strong warning in a tweet that if Iran wants to fight, it'll be the end of the country. Iranian officials say they don't want war, but Trump's threat came right after reports of an explosion outside the U.S. embassy in Iraq. The BBC says no one was hurt in this, and as of early this morning, it's not exactly clear who was responsible. But some reports say the rocket likely came from an area that is home to Iran-backed militias. Both sides say they don't want war, but tensions continue to rise between the U.S. and Iran, and the White House has said there are recent credible threats against the U.S. Iraq is worried it'll get caught in the middle. This isn't over. For the first time, a Republican member of Congress is talking about impeaching President Trump. And of course, Trump is not happy about it. In a tweet, Representative Justin Amash said Trump, quote, engaged in impeachable conduct. NBC News reports Amash made the call after he read the Mueller report, Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report from that two-year Russia investigation. Remember, it listed several examples where Trump may have obstructed justice, but it did not decide whether or not he actually did. Well, Amash also said Attorney General William Barr misrepresented the report. President Trump fired back on Twitter, calling Amash a total lightweight and, quote, loser, who is just doing this to get his name out there. But Democrats are applauding him, saying when a member of Trump's own party is calling for impeachment, that should tell you something. We'll see what comes of it. Well, President Trump is lifting tariffs, but not on Chinese products. This is on steel and aluminum coming from Mexico and Canada. And it's a mutual thing. Mexico and Canada also said they'd scrap their tariffs as well. The AP reports this will help ease tensions between the U.S. and its allies, but this is also about cutting off China. Fortune magazine says part of the deal is that Mexico and Canada will stop Chinese steel from coming over their borders and into the U.S. Of course, this is about the trade dispute still going on between the U.S. and China. The U.S. raised tariffs on billions of dollars in Chinese imports, and China did the same on U.S. goods in retaliation. So this new agreement could put extra pressure on China. And one more thing. The president also wants to work out a deal with Japan and Europe. He decided to delay tariffs on cars and car parts for at least 6 months. That's to see if they can come to a trade agreement first. Some call him the most famous self-help guru on the planet. But now Tony Robbins has been accused of sexual misconduct. A BuzzFeed News report cites leaked recordings, internal documents, and interviews with former fans and staffers. It says Robbins made inappropriate sexual advances and would berate and blame survivors of rape and domestic violence back in the 90s and early 2000s. Robbins, though, is strongly pushing back, saying the report is inaccurate, and he called some claims ridiculous. And that's not the only recent allegation. An Ohio State doctor allegedly sexually abused nearly 200 student athletes. A new report from the school itself found university officials knew about it and did nothing. The AP reports Dr. Richard Strauss is now dead, but he's accused of groping young men who played more than a dozen different sports for nearly two decades. Many were football players, and some went on to play for the NFL. Ohio State's president calls the findings horrifying and heartbreaking. Strauss's family says they're shocked. 50 former athletes are now suing the school. Some better college-related news now. The entire Morehouse College class of 2019 just got a surprise of a lifetime. A billionaire is paying off all of their student loan debt. 400 seniors graduated, and it's about $40 million worth of debt. The AP reports investor and philanthropist Robert Smith will write this big check. He gave the commencement speech at the historically all-male black college in Atlanta this weekend. Morehouse says this is the single largest gift made to the school. At the same time, Smith expects the students to pay it forward, saying he hoped that every class has the same opportunity. All right, much more news ahead, but first, a quick break for today's sponsor. Getting in shape is not necessarily about losing weight. It's about feeling good about yourself and having more energy. Well, with Noom, you get the tools and support you need to get in shape the right way, and it's all in one app. I personally found myself sitting at my desk for work for way too long, and studies have shown that can take a serious toll on our health. We all know habits are hard to break, though. Well, simple interactions with my goal specialist and reminders on Noom help me physically and mentally. I'm actually more productive when I take breaks and pay attention to self-care. Noom is based in psychology to teach us why we do the things we do and arm us with the tools to replace those bad habits with better ones. And you just need 10 minutes on the Noom app a day. And I like this too. If you get off track, Noom says no worries, and it helps you get right back on track so you can keep going. Start with the small step of signing up for your trial at Noom.com/newsworthy. Again, start your trial at Noom, Noom.com/newsworthy, Noom.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Brooks Koepka won the PGA Championship for the second year in a row, and it's Koepka's fourth major title in 2 years. In fact, CBS Sports says it makes him the first golfer in history to win two different major championships for 2 years in a row. The other was the U.S. Open. Even though Tiger Woods was a favorite for the PGA after winning the Masters last month, he ultimately did not make the cut. He was out on Friday when he finished 5 over par. Spotify is about to start testing its first physical device, and The Verge says it's a smart assistant for cars. Engadget says it's simply called Car Thing, and it's a voice-controlled music and podcast assistant that fits in your car and connects over Bluetooth. It also plugs into the cigarette lighter for power. Users can say, "Hey, Spotify," and request whatever they want to hear. It has a circular screen on one side to show what's playing. Spotify says it's not completely focused on making devices now, but it does want to learn more about how people listen to music while they drive. During this initial test, a few premium users may get this device for free. Stay tuned to see if it rolls out to everyone. Internet sensation Grumpy Cat passed away. The cat is known for her frown and unamused facial expressions that went viral and eventually turned into memes. The Washington Post reports the cat even had her own Lifetime holiday movie, was on Broadway, and appeared on several TV shows. Time reports the cat's real name was Tartar Sauce, but she died at age 7 from an infection. Grumpy Cat's family says she helped millions of people smile around the world even during tough times, and her spirit will live on. Game of Thrones is now officially over. The series finale was on last night, and get this, the Workforce Institute found that more than 27 million employees admitted they'd either skip work today, arrive late, or be less productive than usual because of the finale. And by the way, the number of fans who want a do-over of this season is growing. More than 1 million people now have signed that Change.org petition demanding the entire last season be rewritten. After 3 weeks on top, Avengers Endgame has finally been beat. John Wick, Chapter 3, Parabellum was number one at the box office over the weekend. It stars Keanu Reeves and Halle Berry. Variety says it beat expectations and brought in $57 million in North America alone, enough to win over Endgame. As for Avengers Endgame, it was still at number 2 at the box office, and now USA Today says it's the second highest grossing movie ever in North America, surpassing Avatar, and just behind Star Wars: The Force Awakens. And that's it. You are all caught up from the weekend. Thank you so much for listening today. And if you got value out of today's episode, I would love to hear from you in the reviews on Apple Podcasts or on social media. I so appreciate you sharing with others why you like to listen each day. And if you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.